From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S.-backed Kurdish forces shelled by Turkey. Turkish troops have shelled positions in Syria controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu confirmed the attack and demanded the YPG withdraw from the town of Azaz and from a nearby airbase. The Turkish shelling continued Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. Nicholas Haysom is the United Nations Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan.
The most important finding is in the report is that 11,002 Afghans, civilians, non-combatants, have died or were injured in 2015. This figure surpasses by 4% the same figure for 2014.
The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 is the highest recorded since 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic went to the polls Sunday to choose a new president. Two former prime ministers running in Sunday's runoff pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. In addition to the presidential race, voters decided legislative elections after a top court threw out the results from a December vote. This is VOA News.